There's music in the air, when the moon is high, and faint its flashy sing, on the bright laughing sky.
Down our way, friendly get together with folks who love old-fashioned singing. Their town is your town. Their music is the kind you love to hear. Tonight they meet at the home of Eli and Jenny Jenkins to practice songs for the next community entertainment. Patience B-Boy, an important though silent member of the group, is making a hurried call to Jenny Jenkins right now regarding the evening get-together.
Hello,
Jenny. This is Patience. It's all right, Central. You can get off the line now. I got my party all right.
Well, all right. That's all I wanted to know. I wasn't trying to be nosy. Go ahead with your private conversation. I got other calls to place anyway. Number, please.
You have to be a mite careful how you speak to that new Central girl, Patience. She's just come from Brooklyn or one of them New England states, and she wants to listen into everything so she can get caught up on all the local news.
Like going to work in a candy store, I expect. You want a taste of everything the first week, and then you get so sick you never want another bit.
Well, gossip ain't got the same saturation point. I hate to say it, but I never yet known a woman to get so full of gossip that she never wants to hear some more.
I didn't mean to bother you by calling right at supper time, Jenny, but I wanted to tell you not to fix any sweets to serve at singing practice tonight. I made some oatmeal cookies that I'm a-bringing.
Oh, that's right, sweetie, your patience. And even though you don't sing with the group anymore, I just don't believe we could hold practice without you sitting here and listening.
Well, I'll see you at 7 then, and if you... Jenny, I hear something in the next room. There it is again.
Maybe it's your cat.
Well, not unless she's put some shoes on. No, it's a man prowling around my bedroom.
A man?
Well, it sure sounds like it. My stars, why did he have to sneak in that way? Any man could walk in through my front door and I'd be delighted.
Now, just stay calm, Patience. Don't get excited. I'll phone the deputy sheriff and have him rush right over.
Me get excited? You'd better calm down a minute and remember that your husband is the deputy sheriff.
Oh, so he is. I forgot I had a husband.
Eli, get your sheriff's badge out and start running.
Now, ain't that life for you? The first man that's been inside my house for 14 years, and he has to spoil it all by breaking in the winder.
Only an hour has elapsed since Patience heard someone prowling in her bedroom. Eli didn't get there quickly enough to capture the thief, but now he's gathering all the facts, as a good deputy sheriff should, while Patience and the rest of the singing group sit in his parlor watching the proceedings, which she doesn't seem to mind in the least.
So the party of the first part, otherwise known as Exhibit A, otherwise known as Patience P-Boy.
Exhibit A? Why are you putting me on exhibit?
You got an answer for that, but you wouldn't like it. Besides just legal wording, which a sheriff understands.
I don't know why it has to be such a detailed report, Eli. There was only one little brooch this big stolen, and you've already used 6 pages to describe what happened.
Jenny, I know you're my lawful wife, and you got a right to tell me that I put too much sugar in my coffee, or that I snore when I sleep on my right side. I don't even mind you coming down in the store and telling me how to arrange the canned goods, but this here's different. I'm in charge of keeping the law and order down our way, and that's a man's job, and I'm the man.
I'm sorry, Pa. I didn't mean to interrupt. You go right ahead with the proceedings.
Thanks. Now, barring outside interference, I'll get on with the question. Now, this here sneak thief, hereafter to be called by the moniker John Doe, was ransacking your belongings while you was talking over the phone, correct?
Well, I've told you that a dozen times.
Just confine yourself to answering the questions. Now, for the records, you'll kindly state just who was a-talking to on here in before-mentioned telephone.
You know as well as I do that it was Jenny and...
Gee, Hossifer, do we have to waste the entire evening of listening to you spout about that pseudo-legal talk?
Yeah, I don't know what that there pseudo is, but you're right about it being legal, Ben. This is all going to be done right and proper, just like it was the Supreme Court.
You only got elected because folks know that if they voted for you, they'd get their credit extended on your groceries and stuff.
Way of all the dirty...
Now, let's not be saying things we'll be sorry for. Haven't you got enough information to do you for a while? And then we can get back to the question after we've done a bit of practicing.
Yeah, I guess so. Of course, it ain't very official, seeming to bust into the routine with some singing, but...
But we must rehearse that song for parents' night entertainment at the school, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Are you finished going through them examination papers so we can start?
Yes. Cliff has been helping me while you talked, so we're all through.
I feel like no less than a vice principal after thumbing through all those examination papers.
Yes, now you've wasted so much time with all this here talking that I've got to take my capsules. I don't like to do that when I'm about to sing, neither. Don't seem to have the proper resonance with them capsules a-rolling around inside of me.
Here's a glass of water, Ben. I brought it in early so you'd have it handy.
Oh, that's real thoughtful of you, Jenny. You're the only one that takes a real interest in my symptoms, and have I got symptoms?
Oh, golly, let's get to singing quick.
Did I tell you about what I read in Chapter 5 of Dr. Samuel's Family Manual of Medicine?
Yeah, come on, Jenny. Come on, start
well,
the music.
Well, sir...
We're all ready.
It says in Chapter 5 that... Hot flashes in the morning is mighty important. There's usually the indication that your circulation ain't circulating properly. And further, it says that...
Brightly the moonlight is shining down through the trees from above. Two lovers wait by the old garden gate telling tales of love. He bids the maid cease repining, whispering, sweetheart, don't sigh. Soon you and I will be happy in the sweet by and by. In the sweet by and by. In the sweet by and by. We'll have a cottage that's built for two.
Lovey and dovey, lovey,
the sweet by and by, in the sweet by and by. Lord, three will seem sweet as peaches and cream in the sweet by and by. After the winter is over, after the summer is done, I'll have a cot in a shady green spot with my only one. Hand in hand down through the clover, when work is over we'll stray. Then we will get all our sorrows washing bay at play. In the sweet by and by, in the sweet by and by, we'll have a cottage that's built for two.
Then lovey, love, dovey, and dovey, lovey.
That's not bad.
By and by, in the sweet by and by, love's dream will seem sweet as peaches and cream in the sweet by and by.
And it continues in Chapter 6 by saying that the heartburn after eating indicates just one thing.
That you ate too much. To think you stopped my question and to listen to that.
You ain't happy for 1 second with your mouth closed, are you, Eli? There ain't a woman living that could ever equal your talking marathon.
I'm glad you brought that to Eli's attention, Ben. If there's anything that gets me all wrought up, it's one of these people that's always a-talking. I remember my late husband Sylvester saying the same thing. He used to say to me, "Patience, God's greatest gift to man is a woman who knows how to keep her mouth shut." He used to say that so often, too. Never could know why that was always coming to his mind.
Yeah, there must have been something that kept reminding him. But let's get back to this here report about that thief, or else he'll be in Mexico before I get this alarm to the neighboring sheriff's stations.
Would you like me to write it down as you speak, Mr. Jenkins? It might speed things up.
Oh, that'll be fine, Alice. Now, I got the part in about the... Now, doggone it, who do you suppose that is?
Go ahead, and I'll get it, Eli.
All right. Now, you might put down, Alice, that the sheriff in charge, one Eli P. Jenkins...
Hello?
Is... Is the governor calling, Ma?
What about the sheriff in charge?
Yeah, the sheriff in charge is planning a large-scale manhunt for the desperate character who perpetrated this year. Who is it, Ma?
It's for you, Cliff. It's that new fellow who runs the livery stable across from your gas station.
Thanks.
I never knew before that he lives upstairs over the stable.
Hello?
What's wrong with that, Jenny? We lives up over our store.
Well, if you don't know the difference between horses and groceries, there ain't no need of my trying to explain.
Is that so? Well, I'll be right down. Thanks for calling.
Anything wrong, Cliff?
Nothing important.
With Uranus afflicting this away, there's no telling what could happen.
I'm just going to run down to my station for a moment. Be back in a few minutes.
I guess we can settle down again now.
Jenny, look out.
Huh? What's the matter?
Well, you were stepping on a little throw rug. And you know how often them things slip and people falls and breaks their necks.
Well, Landy Goshen, I'd rather fall than be scared to death with your yelling.
But we all got to be careful during these days. Not you as much as poor old Ben.
What's the matter with me?
Well, it's because of your sign, Ben. Uranus has moved into your solar fourth house and... wait, Ben, don't do that.
Do what? I was just taking my white pills.
But have you ever thought that arsenic is white, too? How do you know what's in them pills?
Well, if we had your cat here, we could give her one and then soon find out.
Oh, how awful.
Are you two going to be responsible for the increase of crime in this country?
Huh?
Well, if you don't shut up and let me finish this here investigation so as I can trap the criminal, you might well be.
Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, we've got to plan this out methodically. If I could have an assistant to take charge of some of the territory... I guess there's nothing to do but call on the volunteer fire chief for help. At least he's got a badge, too.
You mean you want me to do your dirty work? Ain't it enough that I strain my ligaments or rush into fires?
If you're humanitarian and patriotic, you'll put the welfare of the community first and do your duty.
Eli, I hate to break in this way, but we'll have to get some of the practicing done before it gets any later. Couldn't you and Ben go off in the kitchen while Alice runs through her solo for the parents' night at the school?
Well, all right. I ought to have a regular police station with a desk and a hammer. Then maybe I'd get some respect. Come on, Ben.
You got your music, Alice?
Don't need it for this. I know the word.
You want me to start you off, Alice?
Leave her alone, Eli. She's done lots of singing before she ever had you leading her. All right, Alice.
Tis the last rose of summer left blooming alone. All her lovely no!
got it all planned out, folks. Now, don't you worry none, Patience. Within 10 days after this here manhunt gets rolling under my personal direction, we'll have that robber in the hoosegow where he belongs.
Well, if you don't make any more headway than you done already, he'll be tottering with old age before the long arm of the law reaches him.
You got no respect for...
May I come in?
Come right on in, Cliff. Oh, you got somebody with you.
Yes. Mrs. Jenkins, may I present Bob Agnew?
Glad to meet you, Bob.
And this is Mrs. Peavoy.
Howdy do.
Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, Bob.
Mr. Ben Potts.
Howdy, young feller.
And Bob, you said you were in Alice Wilson's class in school?
Yeah. Hello, Miss Wilson.
How are you, Bob?
Did he come to hear us practice, Cliff?
Well, not exactly. He really came to say something to Patience.
To me?
That's right. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I... Well, here. I want to give this back to you.
What? Why, it's my brooch!
What's that?
Yeah, I stole it.
Tarnation and thunderation. He can't just come in here and say a thing like that.
But he really did, Mr. Jenkins. We've had a man-to-man talk, and he wanted to come up here with me.
But it ain't legal. I haven't even got this report finished yet.
You don't need to now. It will all be cleared up, if Patience will help us and cooperate.
You mean it wasn't really a man in my bedroom? It was only this little boy?
I ain't a little boy.
Yes, Patience. It was Bob.
But I'm the sheriff around here. You can't go bringing criminals to our parlor.
Hush up, Pa. Can't you see the boy ain't no criminal?
Looks to me like Cliff done a right good thing. You only wanted a chance to use your gun and your handcuffs, Eli.
When the man at the livery stable phoned a while ago, he told me he saw someone hanging around my gas station. It was Bob, wanting a can of gasoline.
Yeah, if that old tub hadn't run out, I'd have been in Shelby Junction by now.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving a car at your age.
But... Oh, but maybe it's just as well it didn't. Cliff here told me some things I never thought about before, and I never wanted to steal your old brooch anyway. I only wanted some money, and I thought it might be worth something.
Might be worth something? Why, I'll have you know my late husband Sylvester gave me that, and it said on the box that it was genuine simulated pearls.
Was the price tag still on it?
It's account of Miss Wilson that it all happened.
Account of me? Bob, let's go in the other room and talk this over.
Fine, you do that. And I'll rehearse my solo meantime. Could you furnish me with a little accompaniment, Mrs. Jenkins?
Mm-hmm. Cliff, I don't know what to do about you. Here's the biggest crime that's ever been committed down our way since old Joshua Sparks expectorated on the floor of the Jepson County bus. And you have to go and take the law in your own hands.
That weren't deliberate, Eli. The boy was down at his station. He brung him right up here.
Yeah, but he should have called the sheriff the minute he got him cornered.
Only meant to help the boy, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, now Alice has taken charge of things. I'm going to bust right in there and start grilling the criminal in a legal way.
You stay out of there, Pa. He's only a child, and Alice knows how to talk with him. You stay right here and lead Cliff in his singing.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Ma. Sound the cord. That's the trouble of being sheriff in your own town. All right, Cliff.
Take thou my gift, my offering of roses, culled from my garden, sweet with twilight dew. If but one flower upon your breast reposes, life shall forever hold no rose but you. Love sends a little gift of roses, breathing a prayer unto my posies, torn from my heart as twilight closes, asking this, only this, one heart to grow a little tender, two eyes to glow with love's own splendor, to give in a sweet surrender, just a kiss, just a kiss.
Wasn't that beautiful? beautiful, Bob?
Yeah, that was swell.
You've a new fan, Cliff. Bob thinks your singing is pretty fine.
Oh, thanks.
We've had a nice talk, and everything's straightened out.
I'm sorry for what I've done.
I wouldn't have minded so much if it only been a man.
Well, I'm 14. After this year, I start to high school.
You just met an old man like me.
Oh, well, I had to have some money, that's all, and I didn't know how else to get it.
But now that's all solved. Bob's going to work for me after school at the station.
Yeah, that'll be swell.
Ain't I even going to be allowed to ask the questions? This boy probably don't even know I'm the sheriff.
But I didn't mean to do any harm, sir. I never done a thing like that before.
Stop scaring him that way, Eli.
And now just how does Miss Alice Wilson figure in this here crime?
She don't.
But you said she was responsible for it.
She's my teacher.
Oh, I know that.
And if I'd got an 85% grade in English, none of this would have happened.
So you blamed her for that?
Well, I studied hard, but nobody around here talks like they say you're supposed to in the English book. That is, nobody except Miss Wilson and Cliff. So I don't know what to do.
Now, if that ain't insulting an officer of the law, I never heard insults. Of course we don't talk like they do in the English books. We're Americans.
He didn't mean anything, Mr. Jenkins.
Pa told me if I got an 85% grade in English, he'd buy me a cape and a top hat so I could do my magic tricks at the Parents' Night Entertainment next week.
Yeah, so you went and committed a crime to get them anyway.
It's all settled now. I'll buy the cape and top hat with school money, and Bob can use them for the evening.
Ain't that swell? I've been taking a course by mail in magic, and I can do things you can't hardly believe.
Yeah, seemed to make a brooch disappear pretty good.
Eli, that's enough of that. Patience, why don't you go and make some hot chocolate while we finish up our practicing? Did you remember to bring them oatmeal cookies with you?
My stars, I forgot all about them. Could somebody run over to my house and get them off the kitchen table while I make the hot chocolate?
Well, we've all got to sing. Let's see. Bob, would you please go after them, and then we can all have something good to eat?
Would you do that, son? Here's the key to my front door.
Well, what are you...
Won't take you but a minute, Bob.
I'll be glad to. I'll cut right across the lot, and I'll be back in a jiffy.
Now, what are you women gone and done? You, Jenny, and Patience have gone and given him the key to the house he was stealing from not 3 hours ago. And Alice is going to buy him a hat and cape, and I bet it ain't going to be out no school money either.
It doesn't matter. It won't cost very much.
Pa, if you don't stop worrying and getting riled up, you'll have blood pressure higher than Ben's.
Huh? Reminds me, I haven't taken my cod liver oil. Where's that glass of water?
Cod liver oil, that's for babies. But since you're hitting your second childhood, it might be a good idea.
Now, look here, you old goat.
Now, relax, you two. And by the time we finish singing this song, Bob will be back here. You just wait and see.
All right, Jenny. Come on, folks. Get your books turned right here at the right page. Yeah. That's...
Oh, love that will not let me go.
Nice singing, I call it. You know how we might improve, Cliff? We should give us some pointers now and then.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, maybe some of the technique is lacking, but you have more than enough feeling to make up for it.
Thanks, Cliff. We sure like to sing. Wonder what time it is, Jenny?
9:10, Pa.
Bob ain't back yet. You know, it shouldn't have taken him this long.
I know.
You got that hot chocolate ready, Patience? May as well drink it, and then I'll start out on that manhunt I planned in the first place.
Yes, here it is. Careful now not to burn yourselves.
Thank you.
Why'd you have to go and put a marshmallow on the top? Looks like a blasted tea party.
He'll come back, Eli. I know he will.
I hope you're right, Ma. Speaking as Eli Jenkins and not as Sheriff Jenkins.
Here he comes now.
Huh?
Sure enough, that's somebody coming up the stairs.
Am I late?
Not at all, Bob. We've just passed the hot chocolate.
I'll get a plate for the cookies, and you help yourself to that cup on the tray.
Thanks. Sorry to be so long, but there was a loose board on your front steps, Miss Peavoy.
I know. It's been that way for 5 years. I've been trying to get Chris over to fix it, but he's always so busy.
Well, I tripped on it and kind of fell.
You did? Did you hurt yourself,
no,
Bob?
No, just skinned my knee a little. But anyway, I found a hammer on your back porch and a few nails. So I stopped to nail the board down before someone else fell on it.
Now, that's right nice of you, Bob. Thanks for your trouble, and I'll pay you what I'd have given Chris to fix it.
Oh, no, don't do that. I've caused you enough trouble. I just wish it had never happened.
Bob, it's mighty fine what you did, and I want to tell you something that I wish I'd known at your age. That something is about the faith of women. It's one of the grandest things there is on this earth. And this evening, Jenny and Patience and Alice put all the faith in the world in you, and you didn't let them down. Maybe some of us is kind of slow extending that faith, but when you finish your chocolate and cookies and head home this evening, Bob, know that you left behind you folks that have got a heap of confidence in you, and they want to be your friends.
Gee, Mr. Jenkins, that's swell.
There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and the baby's blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
It's been an eventful evening down our way. We don't always have that much in the way of real excitement, but we always have fun with our singing and visiting. They're singing practice again a week from tonight. We'll see you then.